Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You know, ladies and gentlemen, by the way, it's just going to be you and me. I've got some things I want to say about some of the public policy stuff that's going on today. There's an event happening today at the White House, the Jobs Creation Summit, I think is the official title. I believe that's correct. And this is a summit that ostensibly is being put on to find out what we can do, what the country can do, what the government can do, what Congress, what the president can do to encourage job creation. You know, we're going the wrong way right now, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, we only like the trend. We don't like where we are. Because we're over 10% unemployment in this country, and headed higher. Unemployment headed higher, and in fact, many people that I know whose opinions I trust and whose work on this topic I trust, our economists in the Brain Trust are saying that unemployment will continue to rise into 2010. And we only like the trend, meaning that. The rate of unemployment increase is going down. We're not laying off as many people each month now as we did several months ago. So that's good. That's good news. But we're still adding to that level. And the number that I think is probably the closest to being accurate is that, you know, never mind the percentage. Percentages, you know, that's just an indicator. That's just a benchmark. But there may be as many as 17 million people in the United States who are either unemployed or underemployed, meaning they're part-time but they don't want to be. Or, you know, they've been cut back. They're probably considered full-time, but they're not getting a full 40 hours a week, so to speak. Or they've taken pay cuts. And boy howdy, that includes a lot of small business owners out there who've taken pay cuts over the last year or so. So that's sort of the landscape that we've got right now. So we got a big problem. And in fact, in my opinion, that is the single biggest problem preventing this economy from really becoming a recovery. Because we are a consumer-based economy. Prior to this, you know, historically, consumers have represented 70% of GDP. They've been responsible for 70% of what our country produces, and so that's, you know, higher than any other country in the world. So we need the consumer, but the consumer can't spend if the consumer doesn't have a job. And so certainly, clearly, this is a good idea to have a jobs creation summit. But let's talk about who's invited to this. I don't know the whole list, but I do know that. I've got a little bit of a quibble with who is invited and who isn't invited. I understand that there are going to be some small business owners invited, a few, I understand. And I also understand that that labor unions are going to be invited. Well, let me tell you something, folks. Small business owners represent we make payroll for about 70 million Americans. Over half of all payroll is made by small business owners, and yet and only about less than 8%, probably now maybe a lot less than that, of the private sector workers in America are union workers, but yet the union organizations are represented there. A couple of organizations who represent either directly or indirectly hundreds of thousands of small businesses are not invited to the event today. And both of these organizations are friends of mine, the U.S. Chamber and the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business, NFIB. NFIB represents about 400,000 small business owners, just like me, including me. The U.S. Chamber, although it is a national organization that doesn't represent chambers directly, they have part of their mission is small business. Giovanni Cortolo is their point man on that. He's our good friend. And to my knowledge, he's not invited to this summit today. And indirectly, the U.S. Chamber, working indirectly with local chambers, represent millions of small business owners, of small businesses. Now, I understand, I was told that that there are some chambers, some local chambers, invited to the event. Now, I'll get that information later on who was there, because I'll be able to find that out. But I'm concerned about who isn't invited, and guess who else isn't invited? I wasn't invited. Okay, I know what you're saying. Well, you know, why would he invite you? Well, you know, I have an attitude. I have a point of view about small business job creation. And even if President Obama knew who I was, he probably wouldn't invite me, because I've been pretty outspoken about some things that I consider to be negative when it comes to job creation. And so maybe that's the reason some of the other people were not invited today to the Jobs Creation Summit, because they would have asked some of the questions that I'm going to ask. For example, one of the reasons why some small businesses aren't hiring is because because they don't know what the landscape is going to look like. The public policy landscape is going to look like in the future. There are several public policy issues on the table, being debated, being pushed by the government, by Congress, and by the administration, that frankly will hurt the economy in the opinion of me and many other small business owners. And for example, the health care bill, you know, we're not convinced that's going to be helpful. We're not convinced that that's going to save us money. Many of us aren't. So that's a bill. That's an issue that we're concerned about, and it gives us pause when we think about hiring employees. The cap and trade debate over the carbon tax. That's a huge issue right now about whether we should hire or not. And the other one is what's called the card check bill, and that's the unionization bill that you've heard me talk about before. We come back after these messages. I'm going to talk about some of those things. And you know, I never like to bring a problem without bringing a solution. As you might imagine, I'll have some ideas on what the president could recommend, what could be recommended to the president about how to create jobs in America.
Ah! I feel good.
Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. The late great godfather, I should say. He could have been the grandfather of soul, too, but he's mostly known as the godfather of soul, James Brown, one of my favorites. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. I'm talking about the job. It's just you and me, and I'm talking about the Jobs Creation Summit this today. And I don't want to quibble too much. I'm glad they're doing it. I'm glad the president's doing this. I really hope and pray that something good will come out of this. And in a minute, I'm going to tell you what I'd like to recommend. If I were there, if I had been invited, what I would have said. Here's what I would have said. And what part of it, I don't think the president would like. And part of it, maybe he would like. The first part of it is your policies, Mr. President, are causing small business owners to be concerned about the economy, about what it's going to cost to do business in the future, and about the government's hand being heavier on us than ever before. I mentioned the health care bill that they're pushing really hard. Most small business owners are not convinced that that's going to be a benefit to us. Number two, the cap and trade bill, which basically is over now. Now that it's been revealed that a lot of the science about global warming has been altered by the whole email scam thing. A lot of that's been revealed to not be accurate, and for there to be some malfeasance going on there. So, but we know that cap and trade is going to cost us money, and it's going to make the United States less competitive, which is going to make small businesses less competitive and hurt our economy. That makes us worry about the future, Mr. President, and that's why we're not, one of the reasons why we're not ponying up a bunch of new jobs. And the union bill, the card check bill, that you haven't heard me talk about it lately, but I have earlier in the year, where the government, they want to pass a law where it would basically take away the secret ballot when organizing a union in a small business. Well, the secret ballot is one of the bedrocks of America, of our American tradition, of our system of society. So why would you can't do away with that, and that makes small business owners be concerned. If those policies have, when you're talking about those policies, when you're talking about them two people who create jobs, small business owners create more jobs than any other sector in the economy. Big businesses don't create as many jobs as small businesses do. So when you do these, when you have these policies out there, like I just mentioned, that concerns us. That makes us worry about whether what it's going to cost to do business in the future, and it causes us to be concerned about hiring new people. So take some of those things off the table, make it where we're not as worried about the future, and that will help us create more jobs organically, just automatically. But here are some public policy things that you could do, and I hope this comes out at the event today. One of the things is you could lower our taxes. Every single small business owner I've ever asked this question of, and I've asked it a lot, and I've asked it all over the world, what would you do if you had some of your tax dollars back? Every small business owner I've ever asked that question to, instantaneously, without hesitation, without taking a breath, without having to think about it, every one of them said this, I would put that money back in my business. I would reinvest that money back in my business. I wouldn't buy a car, wouldn't take a trip around the world. I would put that money back in my business. I wouldn't give myself a raise. I would put that money back in my business. That means they would ultimately hire more people. And that's how you get the economy going organically. So if you want to use tax credits, I don't care. But the other thing that's happening, when every time we turn around, some new proposal that's being run up the flagpole in Washington is associated with some kind of a tax, a war tax, or adding on a national sales tax or a value added tax. You know, a lot of people are proposing that or talking about that. That kind of language, Mr. President, those kinds of policies make small business owners worry, because when you tax us, and we're not saying we shouldn't pay any taxes, but every dollar of tax that a small business owner pays is a dollar of their precious capital. And our capital is very precious because we're all undercapitalized. It's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. That's Blasingame's second law of small business. It's redundant to say undercapitalized small business because we don't have that much access to capital. We have to create it ourselves or borrow it, because we can't go to the capital markets for it. And so that's something to think about, Mr. President. If you're going to do something for us, lower our taxes, give us some incentive to hire people, but you can't just do that. That alone won't make us feel excited about hiring people. You've got to get these other issues off the table. You've got to get them out of the way. You could say today, we now believe that some of the cap and trade science that we've been relying on is not valid. We now have discovered that that's not valid. We're taking cap and trade off the table. I promise you that would make small business owners. That's one example of something you could do to make small business owners feel better about hiring employees. That and the tax credits. Cut our taxes. That'll make us hire more people. Think about it, Mr. President. Sorry I won't be with you today, but I hope you have a good time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after these messages. Leave some mysteries on.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.